How I want to sing again, beautiful or not, just to be in harmony. Looking back, one of the signs of my impending divorce was the apathy with which we approached our wedding anniversary those last few years. I can see now and say with some certainty that neither one of us felt much like celebrating what we had become and were becoming. And so, slowly, we stopped. For my part, at least, getting close to that day forced me to remember the hopes and naive beliefs of that morning in 2010, when what I thought we were creating was beautiful and the family I believed we would nurture would grow, despite our differences. For Brian and I, our harmony was never what I would call beautiful, but I did believe that we were singing together. So years later, when August 28th would loom on the horizon, I would feel the distance between what I thought we would be and where we actually were so much more painfully. And I could only focus on the feeling of being let down, and I couldn't help but dwell on the disappointment or the anger or all of the fruitless efforts I put in to change something, anything, just enough so that we could stay together, trying so hard to find a song we both could sing. Richard Blanco's poem made me feel again that longing. I feel it applied to our country on its 250th birthday. It brings that nostalgia that's beyond words. It brings it back to a time when we loved just to love without the complicated feelings of betrayal or all those inconvenient truths we have learned that we now have to wrestle with. Oh, beautiful. Don't you just long to celebrate our nation's birth or this anniversary without condition or doubt? Don't you just wish this could be a day when Americans could be together in harmony, just for a moment even, focused more on what we share, even in the not-so-beautifulness that is here, too. Ultimately, as I said, Brian and I stopped celebrating the anniversary. We acknowledged the day less and less, using busyness as an excuse, until the year before we ended, and it was just another day between us. But inside, it was always a lot more than that. Inside, it was always very known, very tender and hurting. The year it was ignored became a death knell, really, helping to make happen that which we thought we could avoid by ignoring it. Isn't that always the way? I realize that I don't want to stop loving my country or celebrating it. I don't believe it helps to stop acknowledging all that makes us good and healthy and strong. I remember that imperfection was also the birthplace of freedom for many, and that our democratic ideals honor the dignity and worth of every person, even if the realization of that in actuality is still incredibly aspirational. And I do believe that celebrating anniversaries matter, not because they're a chance to say how perfect we are, but because they're a chance to say, remember why we came together in the first place? See how far we've come, or how much we've learned, or how much there is still to do. And most importantly, it's a time to say, because of and in spite of it all, I still love you. Maybe you happened to see Anne Lamott's post about Independence Day this year. I love her writing. She said, "Poor old baby nation. A big birthday, and no one feels like celebrating. It's hard during a tragedy to care about landmarks in the life of a family, but we have to. I'm going to celebrate," she said, "in both a cranky and a joyful way. Yes, we've suffered losses, but amazingly, we kept birthright citizenship and mail-in ballots and TikTok and those terrible polls. It is our flag and our day too, and we are needed. She went on to talk about Molly Ivins, who was her friend and a famous newspaper columnist. Molly died in 2007, but she once said this: "We are the people who run this country. We are the deciders. And every single day, every single one of us needs to step outside and take some action." Now, Molly recommended everyone grab a pot and a pan and walk into the streets and bang it wildly. Maybe that isn't for all of us. But the way that we stand in quiet refusal, the way we stand stoically between the marginalized and harm, that is rising up and taking action too. Choosing to stay and claim and celebrate what is good when so much feels bad, that is rising. Choosing not to ignore this moment, letting ourselves reckon with the complications, the where we began and the where we are now, the wholeness of the good, the bad, and the ugly, not letting it pass unnoticed, unclaimed, as though it's unimportant, that is rising too. Anne Lamott went on in her article to say, if you feel depressed this anniversary about ongoing destruction of everything beautiful and American, remember loud, life-giving, divine laughter. Okay, and then she shared a joke, which I can only call a dad joke. And the only reason I'm going to share it with you is because I think it's meant to be, because it's also a joke on my carpet store advertisement. What is that thing called? Marquee in Ellsworth. I drive by it every time. It's the same joke. You ready? No. Why aren't there any knock-knock jokes about America? Because freedom rings. Dad joke, right? Yes. So, definitely not, I do not want credit. I think Milton Berle gets credit for that joke, actually. So find ways to belly laugh with loved ones, and also remember the Titans, the ACLU, the Sabbath, and keep it holy. Anne said, little kids and I love sparklers. We love creating light in the darkness. And it was Rumi who said, if everything around seems dark, look again. You may be the light. Be the light. She also counseled us to do what Wendell Berry suggests, which is every day do something that won't compute. I like that. Do something every day that won't compute. And she finishes this way. So, happy birthday, gal, sweet land of liberty. 250 years. Now you can wear your big girl pants. We celebrate your unfathomable beauty, your Constitution, your Jeffersonian ideals, and your people. It's your big day. Make a wish, blow out the candles, and show us what you've got. Good stuff. Anniversaries do matter because they're a ritual of meaning making, of honoring, of integrating all that has been into hope for what might be. There was an article put out in the New York Times recently by Bruce Feiler. He wrote a book called A Time to Gather, How Ritual Created the World and How It Can Save Us. When he was struggling with a sort of existential crisis, an existential sort of homesickness because his two twin daughters went off to college, he felt this pervasive loneliness, even in the presence of activities and people he loved. And he discovered what he coined the term a renaissance of ritual. He called it an antidote. He defined ritual as collective, elective activities that bring us together for a recurring shared purpose. And everywhere in the world, people are reimagining how to mark life, love, health, and family. They're forging thriving communities in the process through collective meaning making. Every person, regardless of background, can join in. He says that rituals, and I think that this is true, are the glue that holds a society together. He calls it the first human algorithm. I think that this Sunday morning practice of gathering in this place at this time is just such a ritual, an act of hope and resistance in the face of fear and divisiveness. It's a time we come together to practice being our best selves, finding joy in the world, hope for the future, inspiration to be part of bringing that about. Every single Sunday morning is an anniversary of the very first week that folks gathered and this church was formed almost 32 years ago. I wish I had celebrated my wedding anniversary every single year I had one. Not because they were pretty or because it would have changed anything in the end, because trust me, it wouldn't have. But those years did matter. And there was something sacred in the ritual of remembering. There's something connective and meaningful in the choice to look back at pictures and mark the moment honestly. And so I wonder what the anniversaries are that you celebrate or the ones that you avoid. What are the rituals you partake in? What do you acknowledge? What might you learn, feel, change through the practice of coming together recurrently for a shared purpose? I think something really magical happens when we say, "Happy birthday," or "It's been 2 long years and I still miss you," or "Congratulations on 1 year sober," or "Thank God it's been 10 years of clean scans." I believe that there is something healing and hopeful about lighting a candle each morning and saying a prayer each night, something that reminds us we're not alone. And our moments deserve that kind of attention. Our people, our communities, our nation deserve this kind of reverent attention, even when it isn't pretty or comfortable or easy. How I want to sing again. Beautiful or not, just to be in harmony. So let's celebrate however we can, telling the truth and choosing love. Let us claim what is ours and find hope in the harmony that's still being born among us. May it be so, and amen.